Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday early access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Was that the song or was that you moaning like that? Oh my God. What the hell was that?
New intro song. Do you like it? Yes or no?
The answer's no, 100% to this one.
His back point is serious. Wait for it. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
We got a new one, folks.
Oh, God. The old number five need to save us, rescue us is the word I'm looking for from this music.
Is the name of this song Good Moaning?
The Valentine Rocker.
The Valentine Rocker. Who picked this one out to you? Is this an inspector one, or is this just one?
This is all me.
Well, yeah. Save it. Intro of the show and the act and the outro. Yeah, I mean, that's when you hear the, you're gonna hear. All right, now go do nice things for somebody.
Yeah, that is brutal, man. That is absolutely brutal. So, inspector's not letting us play real music anymore. Just for those who know. And so,
that's for sure.
We've got to find ways to get around that. We've got to find new music. We've got to have people write songs. You write songs, you send them in, we'll absolutely 100% play them on the air. So if you got a Chiefs song, you got a Royals song, you got a current song, you got it is, man, just write your music and let's go and let's do this thing. And you send it in and we'll absolutely play it. The worse, the better. The more that Spectre hates it, the better it is. And maybe he'll give us our real music back. But that comes every 6 months. And 6 months from now, you guys can play real music again.
Hey, did Matt add a bunch of new songs to the rotator?
Yeah, let's get rid of the music.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Hey, seriously, 2 weeks ago, hey, Mac, add some new songs to the rotator, freshen up the music. Yes. 2 weeks later, we're not allowed to play that music anymore.
Okay, cool.
So this is why. I mean, I'm sure every office deals with that kind of stuff. Like, you waste so much time wasting time.
Hey, go clean the toilet. Hang on, let me pee all around it.
I mean, good Lord.
Nice job, nerd.
Yeah, go out there and clean the toilets or do this or do that. I mean, the time that is wasted on nonsense at everybody's office place, I'm sure, is absolutely huge. So there you go. That's what that's behind the curtain of what we're dealing with here today. If you got music, man, bring it.
We're desperate.
How do we send music?
You just email it to Mac.
Yeah, email it to me.
Yeah,
mac.morey@odyssey.
Spell it.
mac.morey at odyssey.com.
He meant spell Odyssey.
A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Okay, there you go.
Spell it. I-T.
No, I got you. Audacity app.
Spell it. I-T. Dun, 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 dun,
dun. Yeah, just the Good Moaning song, man.
Yeah, that's what it says. Good Valentine Rocker, man. Yeah, Probably going to back away from that one.
No way. Like, if you're driving in your car at 604, 603, and you're rolling up, you put the key in the ignition, start it, put it in reverse, and this hits.
Hell yeah.
What's my wife doing already?
Yeah. No, it's definitely Maloney backing out with his GTO with his fingers up like this, like a little Binkley out the window, rocking his
Hey, man.
Look at my flowing locks.
I love it.
Yeah, like that guy's going to work the Joe Dirt style, man. That's what that's all about. Good Lord.
You play that song, you speak like this for a while.
And I did hear that other sound you were talking about finally yesterday. You said it sounded like a Darth Vader sound.
Yeah.
And they did. I heard that too. Yeah. I don't know. I didn't understand that one briefly, the 5 minutes that I saw of that hitting display. You know, I heard the.
Yeah, I was like, what the hell?
It's like they got one strike and they're like.
Yeah, it's like. It's like when your buddy would come up to you in high school and be like, hey, man, check this out real quick. Am I okay? Like, oh my God.
Yeah.
You guys, your friends ever did that?
What, I got anything hanging in my teeth? You got a piece of lettuce hanging in there.
Oh, God. I'm so in love with that intro song. That's great.
Oh, my God.
Hey, it's the little things that fall in your lap that spend the rest of your life with you.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
You go out there and force a relationship, probably not ending well. She falls or he falls right into your lap. Guess what? Natural.
And that's when the relationships always seemingly happen, when you're least looking for it. Because I was not interested in dating anybody when my wife showed up at my house one night. And then, you know, then here we are 17 plus years later, you know, married and, you know, 19, 20 years. I don't know however long we've been together now. But, I mean, that's kind of the way it was. I came back from a KU basketball game with my friend Jason Kiter, and we were blitzed to the world, man. That was back in those days. And my wife was in my house, and I'm like, oh, hello.
And you know what? Yeah. You know what's really coincidental? It was on a Tuesday.
No, this was a Saturday. This was she showed up with another friend of ours that had introduced us. And she was like, yeah, I want you to meet Jen. And I'm like, okay. Like, my wife tells the story. She tells the story of that, like, my friend, our friend Emily, showed us her picture, or my picture to her, 6 months prior to when we met. And my wife's like, I am not interested in that guy at all. Oh, not interested in that guy. Not my type, is what she said.
Well, he does radio. So what's his name again?
Yeah, exactly. Not my type. And so I remember walking down the stairs, and I just saw her legs. I'm like, all right, this is very nice here. Duh. You know, and
how
you?
Yeah.
Yeah. And boy, I became her type fast.
Walking down the stairs.
Yeah. That's exactly what it was. Yeah.
We have lost control.
That's fantastic. That's love it. Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Oh, I need a cigarette. So does the text line. As we came in this morning, the top text was, Mac, you ready for it?
Oh, yeah. Hit me.
913, 5 hours ago. They were down bad.
They
were
down bad. Yeah, because you said the time it came in. I'm like, oh, my God. That was like 1
hours.
Yeah.
1 a.m. or midnight. I told you. After the first game, that the Royals suck, 2 exclamation marks. The season is over. Bring on the Chiefs and the draft.
Yeah. All right.
Are we really there?
Well, I clicked on that guy's text just to make sure he did say that on opening day. That's the first text that he sent into the station.
Yeah. So I'm trying to scroll down. Vern, tough loss tonight as the Royals fans. We should be used to this. We always struggle in April/May. Hopefully we can get at least one from the Yankees. That's Mr. Positive Double J. Bobby could always get player of the game. Give it to Evan Sisk for making his big league debut in New York and tossing a scoreless inning. Well, at least he didn't give it to Angel Zerpa.
Angel Zerpa sucked. I mean, that guy blew chunks last night. 4-pitch walk to some guy, another walk to another dude, walk in a run, and then a 3-run double to Jason Dominguez, who lost his contacts on the swing.
Michael Walker's been great this entire evening as he exits the game. In comes Angel Zerpa, and the Yankees are up 4-2.
Yeah.
What the hell? I played one hole yesterday. And all of a sudden, I go from hole 14 to 15 from MJ's home run, where I was like, is that an ad or is that the actual game? And then
I thought the same thing. I was watching it at soccer yesterday on my phone. I'm like, oh, a commercial with MJ hitting a home run. And I go, oh, MJ hit a home run.
Oh,
and
wow.
One of the other dads was like, no.
Yeah. Well, and the thing too is they have that new ad that like Lefevre's like, it was 2019 and the Royals are placing Jake Arrieta. And they hit three home runs in the first inning. I'm like, okay, that's an ad. And then I hear, there's a drive from Melendez. It's back and gone. And I was like, wait a minute. Oh, wait. Oh, that is a real thing. He hit a home run in Yankee Stadium. And the first time he's been in this lineup, just like we said he would.
Well, I mean,
now he hit it to deep right center.
Yeah.
But good for him, right? Like, good for MJ.
Huge.
Yeah. Keep doing that.
And the reaction from that hitting coach guy that everybody wanted fired 2 days ago.
Oh, they almost cried together.
I mean, they like, did. Like, that was awesome. Yeah. But that's cool. I mean, because at least you know a little bit, like, MJ knows he's been sucking, and he's not like living in a world where, I don't know what you're talking about, I'm doing just fine. So you're hitting 072. Like, so at least he's realized, because a lot of times these athletes have a tough time realizing they're not getting the job done, or they just live in an arrogant world where they don't think they're the problem,
or
right?
Or you see them pressing. Like, I think we are officially seeing Hunter Renfro press.
No, I think we're seeing everybody press right
That's
now
fair.
In that lineup.
That's fair.
I mean, I think Salvi's pressing. Everybody other than Bobby right now. Buddy of mine texted me last night. Very, very, very level-headed gentleman in his 70s. So, you know, it's not like this is a reactionary type thing. He's like, we got a major league pitching or a World Series pitching staff and a minor league offense. And I'm like, I couldn't have said it really any better than myself, other than Bobby, obviously. It's like other than Mahomes, other than Bobby. But this is a minor league lineup right now, and there's no other way to put it.
Yeah, they're struggling. What we call them yesterday, the Pittsburgh Steelers?
Yeah.
Defensively, they're top five. Offensively, they're bottom five.
Yeah.
Like, that's the problem. Like, that's why – that's actually the – and I know you hate this. That's exactly the reason why DVOA exists. Because people are like, well, this team is the number one team in football, but their offense is terrible. So then what they did with DVOA was they separated both sides of the ball and like statistically broke down every single facet that you could on both sides. Am I right here?
Yeah, that's
so,
it.
Like, then you look at, you know, the Royals and you're like,
I can't just look at points scored and points given up for that.
Right. But you can look at the Royals and be like, oh, they're plus what, 13 or they're minus 13 run differential?
I don't have to look at it today.
It was 11. Yeah. They lost by two.
Yeah. Okay. Sure.
So 13,
yeah, right. Yeah.
Right. They lost the Yankees 4-2 and they lost the Yankees 4-1. You're like, oh, that's close. That does not indicate how bad they are right now.
No.
You look at then you dive a little deeper and you're like, okay, batting average, they're 26th. Slugging, they're 28th. On base percentage, they're 26th. It's like, that's ass. Like, that's just like,
you have been working with
that's
me.
That's not good. And then you switch over and you're like, oh, ERA, they're top four.
Yeah.
WHIP, they're top five. You know, home runs allowed, they're top five. You're like, oh, so this is why they're 8-10.
Yeah.
Cause like you look at their numbers on the offensive side, you'd be like, how has this team won a game? And then you'd be like, oh, it's because their pitching is amazing. And it is a good phrase to say they have major league pitching or World Series pitching and minor league batting.
Yeah.
And you know, that's kind of the way, if we look back at the Chiefs back in the day, where we're like, dude, this offense, like 2018, you're like, man, ain't nobody stopping us. And then everybody once in a while was like, well, they can stop you if they just keep going with you. So, like, you were at a point where it's like, we've got to score 48 points a game and not allow 49.
Yeah.
But every game, it was like 45-45, and the other team had the ball. And one of the two things that was great about that is, one, it brought in Spagnuolo eventually, and two, it taught Patrick Mahomes to juice out every second of every clock because he's just always been screwed by giving the ball to the opposition. Yeah. Now he's like, I learned in the past, man, even when we had 48 points on the board, it wasn't enough. So when I get the ball with 3.5 minutes left, my job is to absolutely drain that clock as much as I can. And now the Royals have a situation.
It's where, easier to do that in football,
sure,
though, than in baseball.
But in
you
baseball,
know?
It's like, if you can just score four runs.
Yeah, but when you're averaging 2.2 a game, that's doubling your output, Dusty. That's hard to do right
but
now.
But also, when you're averaging 2.2, you're an outlier of absolute suck. Like, stop pressing. And I get it. It's hard to hit a baseball. I get that. You're a professional athlete. Uh-huh. Figure it out.
They need to have a live chicken in the dugout.
I don't know, man. I'm just afraid they're going to lose them because that text isn't as far off as hyperbolic as you think. Because
not at all.
The draft is 8 days away.
Yeah. Which that needs to happen, by the way. The smoke screens. I'm over Schefter. I really am. I'm over Schefter.
Did you see on Fortnite, Cam Ward was saying his favorite receiver is Trey Burks. It's like number four, and he loves Tony Pollard. He's going to Tennessee.
Going to Tennessee.
Fully announced on Fortnite. Where Fortnite. Are these kids? Well,
and that's the thing, though. I think we kind of know the order now. Like, it's going to be Cam Ward. It's going to be Travis Hunter. And it's probably going to be Carter.
Probably.
Abdul Carter. I mean, like, it should be, right? Like,
I think it should be.
I think what the Giants are doing, and we're way day late on this one, but I think what the Giants are doing is they're throwing up smoke screens, trying to get more picks, trying to get out of that number three pick and try to move down. So that's why they're, you know, back out to Colorado to tell everybody that Shedeur Sanders is going to be good, to try to create that interest.
That makes sense.
They're not out there for themselves. I would hope not. Unless you're trading back in, and we can get the Giants later, because I think it's a very fascinating pick, maybe the most fascinating pick in my opinion in the history of the NFL draft, and we can get into why a little bit later on. But where they are right now, Shedeur Sanders is not good enough to go number three. There is a generational player there at Abdul Carter at number three. You've got to go with that guy, but you also have to create that interest because you're so far behind on every other position. You got to create interest, maybe get more picks, maybe continue to build your roster that way. But I think
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports?
You can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
A lot of this Shedeur stuff where they're going out to Colorado is a smokescreen. One last, hey, we got 8 days to the draft. Anybody interested in number three that needs to move up, Pittsburgh?
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now. And what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series, What's a Podcast? the revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.